MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
The Minister of Communications and Digital Technologies, Solly Malatsi, is mulling the possible introduction of a levy on streaming services as a funding option for the SABC, stating that the current TV license model was inadequate due to low compliance, high collection costs, and the eroding effects of inflation. We speak now to Leslie Adams, Sales Director at streaming expert Reach Africa. Thank you very much, Mr. Adams, for your time this afternoon. We've slightly pointed out to the factors behind why the minister is considering the introduction of the levy on streaming services, but why is the current TV licensing model inadequate as a source of funding for the public broadcaster?
So I think the South African perspective is quite simple, in the sense that the adherence and payment of TV licenses has been on a sharp decline for a long, long time now. Mm. The collection services alone actually exceed the amount it costs for the SABC just to collect the amount they need to. And on top of that, we have a sort of a TV audience who don't see the value in paying the TV license. It's this unnecessary levy seen by the consumer market. So the adherence is much like the e-tolls we've had in Gauteng, where the value is not seen by the consumer. The collection charges exceed the value that's actually extracted. And ultimately, we need to look at different funding models to make sense of it.
That is true. We do need to look at different funding models. But how would a streaming levy potentially change the competitive dynamics for both global and local streaming services? Could it lead to higher subscription costs for consumers or push international players to reconsider their offerings in the South African market?
It's quite an interesting one, because we aren't the first market to be considering this. In the EU, for example, there is a streaming levy in place already. It's implemented slightly differently from what is proposed in South Africa, in the sense that the streaming partners and players themselves pay directly into different governments, into film funds and cinema funds and TV funds, to make sure they support the local industry there. The ultimate reality is here that these major global players capitalize and extract value from the South African audience and don't pay any local taxes or contribute to the local community as it stands. And many of them have actually cut back and pulled back their own investment into content creation in the local market. So in fact, I think there's a larger thing at play over and above funding, you know, the public broadcast. This is more about how do we keep our local industry alive? How do we find ways to collect the sort of revenues we would? And by the way, as this may affect directly streaming services for this conversation, but we've seen most recently the Competition Commission go after Google and Meta, who owns Facebook and Instagram, asking them to pay news providers because they benefit from the fact that the content has been created locally but distributed on their platforms, and therefore capitalizing on the revenues that they earn from there. So it's not an unheard of principle. What's quite interesting is to see what the pushback will be. It's quite an interesting one from a South African perspective, because should these players, you know, opt to pull out, is that a good thing or a bad thing for the local community or for the local content scene?
What are we hearing from content creators? I mean, for every crisis, there's an opportunity, right?
Very much so. And I think what was quite interesting is that you know, Netflix and Amazon and others actually led to a content creation boom for content creators. So initially, last year, the year before, when Amazon said they're pulling out their investment out of Africa, which negatively impacted content creators from that perspective, it's quite an interesting one to sort of see what the next steps are. The very fact of the matter is there's not enough money in the local system to fund the creative appetite for the South African audience. So we've got to find ways to plug that hole one way or the other. The other asset or factor to consider is that, you know, we need a strong public broadcaster to support the democratic conversation within our country. So it's more than just revenues and top line or advertising revenues for audience side. This is also about supporting democracy and fairness and transparency and journalism. So it's quite a layered argument in that sense. But we do know from the EU, for example, that levies are in place, that these international global players who are generally tax avoiders in local markets are now finding ways to support local industries by paying some sort of a levy or some sort of contribution to the local industries.
I mean, it would appear from the outside looking in that the European Union is leading the way, because even with artificial intelligence, right, they came up with the first legal framework in the world when it comes to artificial intelligence. And here you are telling us about this space in terms of levies for digital streaming services. But should the levy be passed, how can the government ensure that any new model is equitable and does not stifle the growth of the digital entertainment ecosystem in South Africa?
So I think it's one of those delicate balancing acts. Ultimately, what I've seen just from a price perspective is that we've seen in these international players in the streaming service have increased subscription costs almost every 6 months, probably for the last 4 years. So we do know that they, even if there's a price impact that the consumers may feel, ultimately we've been seeing those impacts anyway from the international services raising their own prices to increase their margins in the space. In terms of equitable distribution, that's going to be another additional layer of conversation, and it's something that the press council is actually going through on their side when they're discussing how do they take that the fine towards Google and apply that in equitably through the different media owners locally, and how do we find even the smaller players, the vernacular players in the media space, how do they benefit from this ecosystem? Mm-hmm. Ultimately, we do know that the walled gardens extracts massive amounts of value, and on a conservative number, if Netflix has, let's call it 2 million subscribers in South Africa, paying about $300 per month, it's a massive amount of money just per month that you see leaving the country in value in that perspective. Mm. We've also seen in other markets where even the telcos are lodging a levy against these international global internet players because our infrastructure is being dominated by their traffic. So it's quite a layered conversation, and it's not a one-off, and it's in fact multiple areas of our market may look to go this route.
Thank you so much, Mr. Adams. Leslie Adams is Sales Director at Streaming Experts at Reach Africa.